This is The Caretaker, and you are listening to The Graveyard Show.
Welcome to The Graveyard.
And welcome to another edition of the Graveyard Show podcast. I am your caretaker, and the graveyard is open. Well, it's been a while. Hope you're doing well. It's been quite some time between shows. And, it's good to be back. It's good to have you back. It's great to have the graveyard back open. Hope you had a great rest of your summer since we last met. And now we are on that road that leads down into the fall season and right into our time of year, Halloween. It's a great time of year. It's my favorite time of year. I just love fall. I always have. And it's great to be at this point in the season. So before I get into news notes, and I'm also going to be sharing some thoughts that I had on one-hour horror anthologies that I'll get to a little bit later, as well as stay tuned because I'm going to be letting you know who my next guest will be for the next podcast. And I have a lot of information regarding the Graveyard Show podcast YouTube channel, what you can be expecting on that site, and or I should say on the channel. And stay tuned for all of that. Very quickly, if you'd like to reach out to me or the show, you could do so at the email address gyspodcast@gmail.com. That's gyspodcast@gmail.com. You can send me your thoughts, comments, and if you're part of the horror community and you have something to promote, please do not hesitate to reach out as well. All right, let's get into the news. And I'm going to be starting with a lot of classic horror franchise news information. So here we go. Let's begin. Halloween Ends, of course, is the highly anticipated release over the Halloween season. Of course, it's going to be coming out October 14th. Now, originally, it was going to be released in theaters, and it was announced not too long ago that it will be simultaneously released on Peacock as well. So you have a choice. You can go to see Halloween Ends in the theaters, or if you just want to stay at home and watch it in the comfort of your own home, you could do so on Peacock as well. Now, what's also interesting about this is that word is that there's a time jump between the last movie, Halloween Kills, and Halloween Ends. It looks like there's a 4-year time jump, so it brings Halloween Ends up to the current year. So that's very interesting as well. I'm curious why the filmmakers decided to do that, and we'll see what it's all about when Halloween Ends comes out on October 14th. Now, another horror classic series, of course, Child's Play, which has now been turned into Chucky, the TV series. Well, Chucky Season 2 is going to be coming out on October 5th, and the Season 2 trailer is now available online. And as I mentioned, it's going to be premiering on October 5th. It's going to be on USA and Sci-Fi, just like they did last year as well. What's interesting is that there's a brewing company, Elysian Brewing Company, or Elysian Brewing, I should say. They're going to be releasing a special limited edition Chucky pumpkin beer as well. And the can is going to have our favorite killer doll on there as well. So check that out as well. It's Elysian Brewing. That's E-L-Y-S-I-A-N. Hellraiser is being rebooted, and it actually has two projects for two different networks or streamers, as we say nowadays. Hellraiser right now, the film is being rebooted, and it's coming to Hulu on October 7th. Now, in the film, a young woman struggling with addiction comes into possession of an ancient puzzle box, unaware that its purpose is to summon the Cenobites a group of sadistic supernatural beings from another dimension. Now, Hellraiser for Hulu is being directed by David Bruckner, who directed The Ritual for Netflix. And we have a new Pinhead. Actress Jamie Clayton will be taking on the role that, of course, Doug Bradley had played in so many films up until, I guess, what, the last 10 years or so. Jamie Clayton will be taking on the role of Pinhead. And if you want to see what she looks like in the new Pinhead costume, you can find plenty of photos online. Yeah, looks very promising. Now, what's interesting is that HBO is doing, or at least looking to do, a Hellraiser TV series. But right now, there's really nothing other than the fact that a few names have been mentioned to be attached to this series. David Gordon Green, of course, from Halloween, and Michael Dougherty, of course, from Trick or Treat, have been mentioned as directors for the Hellraiser TV series. But right now, there's nothing more to report on that currently. Well, out of nowhere, Ty West has put together a very quick trilogy. For those not familiar, his movie X was released a few months ago. And this past weekend, the prequel to X was released, and that film is Pearl. So we have those two films that were released very quickly. And now it was just mentioned that the final film in this trilogy, Maxine, is going to be coming out as well. Do not have a release date on that, but depending on how fast that comes out, this could be the quickest trilogy released in the history of cinema. It's incredible. It's like I've been kind of in my catacombs doing some research for my Catacombs of Horror, and I've been kind of away for a while. So I come back out here to my graveyard, and boom, what happens? There's a trilogy coming out within a year, apparently. So there you go. So check out Pearl and X if you haven't. I'm looking forward to seeing both those films. I'm a big fan of Ty West. I think he's a really solid director, and I don't think he gets enough credit for being a very talented filmmaker outside the horror community. I think he's really, really talented. So I'm really looking forward to seeing both of these films and then Maxine. Terrifier 2, our friend Art the Clown, is coming back. Terrifier 2 is hitting theaters on October 6th. After being resurrected by a sinister entity, Art the Clown returns to the timid town of Miles County, where he targets a teenage girl and her younger brother on Halloween night. Now, the film stars Lauren Lavera, Felissa Rose, of course, David Howard Thornton, Griffin Santopietro, and Chris Jericho, wrestler extraordinaire. Hall of Famer, I believe he is as well. Chris Jericho, he's a big fan of horror and metal. I love it. So Terrifier 2. So you have Terrifier 2 coming out on October 6th. You have Hellraiser coming on coming out on Hulu October 7th. And you have Chucky Season 2 premiering on USA Sci-Fi on October 5th. So you have 3 days of horror glory ahead of you. And then you can top it all off with Halloween Ends on October 14th. There's a new film coming out called The Accursed, and it is the latest feature by Kevin Lewis, whose last film was the Nicolas Cage film Willy's Wonderland. The Accursed stars Mina Suvari, Sarah Gray, Meg Foster, and Alexis Knapp. Sarah Gray plays Ellie, and she's asked by a family friend, Mina Suvari, to spend a few days looking after an elderly woman, played by Meg Foster, living in a remote cabin. She readily agrees, thinking a short trip to the woods will be a nice escape. Never a good idea. The cabin turns out to be anything but relaxing as Ellie begins hallucinating in ways that blur reality with her dreams. As the visions take over, Ellie realizes that she was lured there by a demonic presence hiding inside of the woman just waiting to break free. The Accursed will be in theaters and on demand October 14th. So there you go. You could do a double feature with that and Halloween Ends. The biggest genre film festival in the U.S., Beyond Fest, celebrates its 10th anniversary with this most extensive slate ever. Beyond Fest has announced its 10th anniversary slate, including the world premieres of Halloween Ends, My Best Friend's Exorcism, Christmas, Bloody Christmas, special screenings of Hellraiser, Banshees of Inisherin, I think I'm saying that right, Inisherin, Weird, the Al Yankovic Story, Smile, The Menu, Triangle of Sadness, and in-person tributes to Pan Chan-wook, William Friedkin, and William Shatner, and an exclusive celebration of IMAX's creative and technical excellence, featuring a rare quartet of repertory screenings. Now, we'll list off just a few of the screenings that you can expect to see at Beyond Fest, and I'll tell you where you can go to find more as well in just a moment here. So some of the screenings to note here is Michael Dougherty's film, Trick or Treat, Mad Max Fury Road, UHF, it's a weird Al tie in there, VHS 99, a special 35mm screening of the film Kingdom of the Spiders, of course, William Shatner. Oh, and then another 35mm special screening of another William Shatner film, The Devil's Reign. That's a creepy movie. And then something which is really cool. Don't know if you've heard about this, but the classic film The Beyond is going to be coming out as it's going to be screened as The Beyond, The Composer's Cut. Very different. Usually you have a director's cut, but this is going to be the composer's cut. It's receiving its world premiere with an all-new score from maestro composer Fabio Frizzi. It's going to be great. It's going to be awesome. I cannot wait to see and hear this film. Beyond Fest is going to be a 15-day festival starting September 27th and running through October 11th. And you can learn more by going to BeyondFest.com and American Cinematheque for more details. Some home video news. Arrow Video is going to release the Count Yorga collection. I am so excited by this. I am thrilled because, I'm a huge Count Yorga and Return of Count Yorga fan. And, if you've seen my Catacombs of Horror, my favorite scenes, Count Yorga Vampire. It's gotten a lot of love, and more and more of you are finding it. So to bring this news to you is really thrilling. So here's the deal. It's a limited edition contents include a brand new 2K restoration by Arrow Films of Count Yorga and the Return of Count Yorga from new 4K scans of the original 35mm camera negatives. It's going to also include a 1080p high-def presentation of both films. You're going to get original lossless mono audio, optional English subtitles for the deaf and hard of hearing, and you're also going to get illustrated Perfect Bound Collector's Book featuring new writing by film critic Kat Ellinger and horror author Stephen Laws, plus archive contributions by critic Frank Collins and filmmaker Tim Sullivan. Limited edition packaging with reversible sleeves featuring original and newly commissioned artwork by Heather Vaughn. I think I'm pronouncing that right. Vaughn, V-A-U-G-H-A-N, or Vaughan. I will say Vaughn for right now, and I will take the loss on that. If that's the case, my apologies to Heather. Fold-out double-sided posters for both films featuring original and newly commissioned artwork by Heather. 12 double-sided postcard-sized lobby card reproduction art cards. And a reproduction press book for Count Yorga Vampire. Now the discs. It'll be a two-disc collection, obviously, for the two movies. Disc one is going to be the original Count Yorga Vampire. You're going to get brand new audio commentary by film critic Tim Lucas. You're going to get archival audio commentary by film critics David Del Valle and C. Courtney Joyner. The Count in California, a brand new appreciation by Heather Drain and Chris O'Neill. I Remember Yorga featurette, a brand new interview with Frank Darabont. in which the award-winning filmmaker talks about his love for Count Yorga Vampire, A Vampire in L.A., a brand new interview with actor Michael Murphy, Fangirl Radio tribute to Robert Quarry, an archival episode featuring host Jessica Dwyer in conversation with Tim Sullivan, filmmaker, Yorga fan, and friend of Robert Quarry. You'll get the theatrical trailer, the radio spots, and the image galleries. That's disc one. Disc two, The Return of Count Yorga. Brand new audio commentary by film critic Stephen R. Bissette. Archival audio commentary by David Del Valle and C. Courtney Joyner. The Count and the Counterculture. A brand new interview with film critic Maitland McDonough. Chamber Music of Horrors, a brand new interview with David Huck Vale about the scores for both films. Those scores are great, and I really wish they would come out in some form or another. It's long overdue for that. Archival interview with film critic Kim Newman, and rounding it out, the theatrical trailer, Radio Spots Image Gallery. The Count Yorga Collection will be available on October 25th, and I got to tell you, go on to Arrow's website, check it out. It looks really awesome. The artwork is incredible, and what's so funny is that some people are debating whether it should be called the Count Yorga Collection or not. It's like, well, I mean, it's two movies, so technically, yes, it is a collection. It's a little different than calling, like, the Harry Potter Collection. Obviously, you have, like, 10 movies for that. But it is a collection, and it is Count Yorga, and it's going to be great. Check it out. Going to wrap it up with some notes. Of course, I'd like to remind you to always check out my friends Weary Pines at their website, wearypines.com, to purchase their complete soundtracks to the 1980s documentaries In Search of Tomorrow and In Search of Darkness, Parts 1 and Part 2. They're currently working on the soundtrack to the new documentary In Search of Darkness, Part 3, so I cannot wait to check that out as well. It's going to be great. Their work, these guys are just so talented. I cannot help promote them enough. You can find all of their work, as I just mentioned, at wearypines.com. You can also stream them on your favorite music site as well, like Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music. You can find them on there. And, you know, if you stream them, the algorithm changes and they get, you know, a lot more love out there and people can find them a lot easier without having to search for them. So show my boys some love. Weary Pines, Jamie Chambers, Don McLennan Jr. And there you go. All right. Let's quickly look at, well, what I wanted to talk about, which is one-hour horror anthologies. And, you know, recently I've been going through. I've had a little bit of time to kind of catch up on a little bit of my viewing. My queues are ridiculous. I just looked at my Shudder queue the other day, and I thought I had like 70 or 80 movies saved, and it's, it was 275. And I'm like, I am never going to get to all these in my lifetime. Not with the way my schedule's been going. So sometimes you just have to pick and choose. And that's just on Shudder. Forget, you know, Tubi or Amazon Prime or Netflix or, you know, any of these other sites. There's, you know, Peacock. You know, you just, there's just not enough time in the day, let alone in my life. And it's so funny. We've gone from, boy, I really wish there was more options out there, to, man, there's just way too many options out there. But recently I've been trying to jump off of Shudder and go to other websites. And recently I've been looking at my queue on Tubi and I'm like, yeah, I got to start watching some stuff on here. And one of the shows that I started to catch up on was Freddy's Nightmares. And, you know, I remember when it came out. I mean, I'm old enough to remember when it came out. And for some reason, I don't remember really watching any of them for some reason. I don't know why. It might have hit that sweet spot when I was out those nights when it was on, and I just never recorded them on VHS. Yes, on VHS. That was the late 80s. So, but it's really nice to have these on sites where you can just go and catch them. And when I first see this is how little I actually watched Freddy's Nightmares. When I first mentioned that it was on Tubi, I mentioned that that they were 30-minute episodes, and boy was I wrong. They're 1-hour episodes. And watching them, I don't know why they did them as 1-hour episodes. And that's why I wanted to discuss 1-hour horror anthologies on this particular podcast. Because, to me, one-hour horror anthologies just don't work. They're too long. They tend to just kind of go on, and they're not long enough to be a movie, and they're not short enough to be, you know, a short. They're, you know, this 1 hour is very sort of a no man's land of just, you know, what are you going to do with it? And, you know, and it's not just Freddy's Nightmares. I mean, you know, when I was watching Freddy's Nightmares, I was like, okay, well, at some point, like, you got to tighten this stuff up. And you can't with a 1 hour because you got to fill that time. It's like 42 or 44 minutes of content you have to provide. And there was one episode that I'm thinking of where it would have worked great as a 30 minute because it was over and done with. You were in, you were out, and you move on. And unfortunately, because of the 1 hour time limit, they had to stretch it. And it just, it was like watching the same 20 minutes I just watched. And it just doesn't work. And I find that with a lot of the 1 hour horror anthologies. Now, there's a difference between horror anthologies and obviously series. Friday the 13th, the series, I remember watching and really liking. I never watched the whole series. I caught a few episodes when it had come out. And I really enjoyed it from the episodes that I had seen. But, you know, X-Files in sci-fi, right? X-Files, especially in its prime, X-Files was an event. You were watching that, you know, every Sunday. And, you know, those episodes were so well done. The same with the reboot of Battlestar Galactica. What an excellent series that was. And, you know, you have these 1 hours that work. Star Trek, obviously, and all these spinoffs, Enterprise and Deep Space Nine and Voyager, and obviously The Next Generation. You know, that worked. But when you're looking at anthologies, you got to do them short and sweet. That's why when you look at like Tales from the Crypt and Tales from the Dark Side, The Hitcher, obviously The Twilight Zone. Even The Twilight Zone suffered from this. When they try to make those episodes 1 hour, those are not very good. They really suffered when they stretched it to 1 hour. The Outer Limits, another great series as well. Actually, you know what? I have to correct myself because there is one anthology that works in a 1 hour format that I can think of off the top of my head, and that was Black Mirror. Black Mirror consistently works as a 1 hour. And that's, I think, the exception to the rule. I'm not a fan of 1 hour anthologies. So it was just one of those things I just want to mention. I would love to get your thoughts as well. You can either email me your thoughts at gyspodcast@gmail.com, or if you're catching this on YouTube, you can leave your comments below. I'm always interested to hear what you think. Do you agree? Do you disagree? Maybe there's something that I'm missing, maybe something I'm not understanding, but I always like to open up the discussion to all of you out there as well. Speaking of the Graveyard Show podcast YouTube channel. Now, if you're a subscriber just to the Graveyard Show podcast, I would highly suggest you subscribe to the Graveyard Show podcast YouTube channel. I am focusing a lot more on content for the YouTube channel than I am the podcast. There wasn't a mistake that all this time has gone between this show and my previous show, which I think was released on August 5th. So you're talking almost, you know, 2 months. It's kind of tougher for my schedule to sit down and have interviews as much as I would like to. It was great during the last couple of years because, you know, I was working from home. I was able to spend more time doing interviews, doing research for interviews, watching whatever movies, I was going to be doing the interviews for. Now it's a lot tougher because I'm out more. There's a lot more stuff going on, and I just don't have that kind of time to set aside interview time. It doesn't mean I'm giving up on it. It just means that the time that I'm spending is more on the YouTube content. So most recently, I uploaded on both the podcast and on YouTube The Graveyard Show Classic, which was The Undertaker's interview with director Kevin Tenney. And they talked about the two films, two of the films that he directed, Witchboard and Night of the Demons. Of course, he also directed so many other movies, including Child's Play. But they spoke about those two films. And I would like to get more of that content up from the days of The Undertaker hosting and producing the show back in 2009 and 10. So there's going to be more of that coming up. And then for me, I'm going to be uploading new episodes of The Caretaker Reveals. And that is a video production where they're short, but it's going to feature something that I purchased that I thought you might be interested in. So the first Caretaker Reveals that I uploaded was actually taken from a podcast, and but it was all done in video, showing the package that I got from the folks over at Creator VC when I purchased In Search of Tomorrow, and all the little goodies that came with the Blu-ray. The next one I'm going to be doing is going to be on a couple of shirts that I purchased from our friends over at Fright Rags. And I thought, you know, it'd just be kind of fun just to show you them and so you can see them. It's great to see them on their website. But, you know, with the video, I can kind of get into it a little bit more, show you a little bit more, and you can get an idea of the great products that they put together. And I'm also working on a new Catacombs of Horror. And if you're not familiar with that, that is a video podcast or a video production, I should say, where I talk about a topic like I just did, but I go into more detail. So some of the episodes you can find are what best represents 1980s horror, my favorite scenes from the film Count Yorga Vampire, which I just mentioned a few minutes ago. And I'm going to actually upload the last one I did, which was my favorite scenes from Halloween 4 and A Missed Opportunity. I'm going to upload that back to the Graveyard Show podcast as well, because I also have a separate Catacombs of Horror channel on YouTube as well, where those three videos reside. And I was thinking about maybe just uploading the videos to both channels, because some of you may just subscribe to the Graveyard Show podcast. So you have the choice. You can either subscribe to the Graveyard Show podcast, or if you want to do the Catacombs of Horror, you could do that as well. And so I figure I'll just have them on both websites, or both channels, I should say. I was thinking about just doing Catacombs of Horror just on the one YouTube channel, but I'm thinking maybe just do them on both. So you can find all of that there and a whole lot more. I'm just, like I said, more interested, I think, in doing stuff for YouTube, and it allows me more time to do them as well on my time, so I can kind of do stuff as I need to, as opposed to scheduling an interview and getting prepped for it and doing all the stuff that I need to do for the podcast. Speaking of which, let's talk about the next podcast. Well, the next podcast will be coming to you the first week of October. And that would be the week of October 3rd, roughly. Yeah, be the week of October 3rd. And it's going to be an interview that I did with the director and writer of a film that I just mentioned earlier in this show, Damien Leone, the writer and director of the new film Terrifier 2, and of course the writer and director of Terrifier and All Hallows Eve. He's going to be joining me to talk about his latest film, Terrifier 2. And as I mentioned earlier, the film is going to be released on October 6th. So you can check that out. And I'm really looking forward to having him on the program. It's not every day you get to have a creator of an iconic horror character on your show. So really looking forward to having Damien here on the podcast. So I'll see you in a few weeks, my friends, and enjoy the rest of the month. And again, subscribe to the Graveyard Show Podcast YouTube channel to get all this new content as it is released. All right, as you exit the graveyard, I would like to remind you to please lock the gate behind you. We wouldn't want anyone to get out. Until next time.